swear to God I wasn't born to fight. Maybe just a little bit, enough to make me sick of it.
My first experience as the music promotions intern at WHUS was a bit of an adventure, to say the least. For anyone that is familiar with the New Haven area, College Street Music Hall and Toad's Place are two very different venues. Hippocampus was due to play at College Street Music Hall on October 28th, but in the excitement of the night, I accidentally went to Toad's Place. When I got to the door, my name was nowhere to be found on their so-called list. But after a quick FaceTime call with our fantastic music director, it became clear that I was on the list. I was just looking at the wrong venue. Luckily, College Street Music Hall was only a few blocks away. The moment I got through the College Street doors was truly when my night began. The show was opened up by the districts. They were a super charming group, and I was even more charmed when they reminded the audience to vote on November 6th, a civic duty that is important to me. They were clearly having a lot of fun, and their energy seemed to resonate with the audience, who reciprocated the love. They ended their set with the lead singer leaping into the audience and crowd surfing, which was super fun to watch. When Hippocampus finally came to the stage, I think one of the things that really made the show amazing was the lighting. The changing and flashing colors included everything from shimmering golds to fiery reds and beautiful purple hues. For me, this just added to the ambiance of the show and really gave it that extra oomph. As for the band's actual performance, they were absolutely delightful. The lead vocalist and guitarist, Jake Lupin, carried an amazing chemistry with his fellow band members, as well as the audience as a whole. He had a goofy grin the entire time, and his eclectic dance moves made everyone in the audience feel the urge to groove along. The band as a whole had great synergy and felt in sync. They opened up with Bambi, one of their most popular songs from their newly released album titled The Same, and their contagious energy made me want to put my camera away and dance along with them. Another great part of the night was DeCarlo Jackson, the band's trumpet player. He was absolutely amazing and inspired cheers from the crowd every time he came in with his trumpet. One song that really struck me was the band's performance of Monsoon, a more mellow tune. The lights dimmed and the audience quickly quieted for a riveting performance of the song. Although it was one of their slowest songs, it was amazing and the audience seemed to respond well. Another song that rattled the venue was the band's performance of No Pomegranate. When the first note of the song played, everybody went absolutely crazy and the whole venue seemed to come together as one. Overall, Hippocampus is even more amazing live than they are to listen to. If I had to pick one word to describe the show, it would be electric. The feeling in the room was unexplainable, which was what made the show stand out for me. The energy of the band bounced off every single person in the audience, and that made the night electric. For WHUS Music, I'm Mar. Thanks for listening.